And for those who are just coming in, it is incredible day here at Cold Creek Canyon. And if you don't have the video, you probably won't be able to see all the spiritual pirates here. And those that aren't in costume, they're spiritual pirates in their heart anyway, so the costume really doesn't matter. Is that right, pirates? Guy, it's true. And actually, a couple of our buccaneers are going to be taking off tomorrow for a three-week trip to Finland, Norway, and to Poland. And, of course, the Poland is the angel and alien channel. So I think that'll be quite an accomplishment. So with that, let me give Linda a hand up here. I come my way.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Most appreciated.
Thank you, David.
Hey, David, while you're up here, that's a great costume. Could you just flip everybody the bird? Thank you. It's good to see everybody here. Beautiful day in Cold Creek Canyon.
And by the way, I can't stand up here without, there's plenty of people to acknowledge, but particularly the pirate Tress with her pet parrot.
Yeah. Go ahead and stand up so the cameras can see you. Yeah.
You do that way too well.
Yeah. Been practicing around the house. Yeah, as a matter of fact, just for the cameras, everybody in their pirate outfits today, would you go ahead and stand up and let the cameras see you? Woo!
And I don't know what Sart was trying to do, but okay.
Yeah, Sart, you didn't get the memo. Sart?
Hawaiian
pirate.
What
is that? I mean, could you help us? I've seen that on the internet, but not places where children should go.
He's covering up his man boobs. He's covering up his man boobs.
Are you like an island babe or something? Or
I hope you don't think so.
are you a big kahuna or a little kahuna? Little Kahuna, I know she wore the shorts, yeah. So
yeah, that was good.
And could you, since this is leftover from Kauai when we were there, could you do the little hula dance? Or do you need some hula music to go along with it? Hula drinks. Oh.
It's not quite the same without the sand and the coconuts, is it?
It's a beautiful day in Cold Creek, and I love when we get together. There's a sense of living. You know, we don't take ourselves too seriously, which is good. I know we live in interesting times.
It's an understatement.
It's easy to get a little overwhelmed by everything that's going on, but when we can show up here and just be ourselves, be a little goofy, get into acting, be a pirate, be a whatever you are, or anything else, it makes it all worthwhile. And there might be some people who are here for the first time who are kind of scratching their heads.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I thought this
what
was
did
a
I sign up
I thought
for?
We were going to do oming and aming, you know, today. We don't do a lot of that. We do breathing. We do laughing as much as we can, and we do arguing. Arguing. So it's good to be back here. It's been, we're almost going on 11 years, I think, of meeting here and how we've changed in that time. I mean, we, each and every one of us, how...
Yeah, you chased a lot of them away, Jeff.
No, actually... No, this is a, I won't go into it, but...
It's a joke.
There's been so many changes over the years. Even I noticed today the new technology we have here.
Oh.
I feel a little bit like Alice in Wonderland, you know. If you could show these the shots of our new camera mounts. It was always a little bit of a problem having the tripod on the floor. It's always a little crowded in here. But with these new high-tech camera mounts that Joe Collins put together... We're really upscale. So, Joe, stand up and let us give you a hand. Yeah. It's always funny when people come here for the first time if they've been watching online. And I don't think the cameras really show the true nature of the hall. It is what it is, and it's home. It's
a community center. It's a piece of land that was donated to this unincorporated community. This little community is so small that there was a point when I was on the board, and this happened several times, where we checked into seeing if it would make sense to incorporate, to keep the invaders out. And when we did the study on our little community, it was determined that we didn't even have enough money to pay our own snowplow bills for the boats. So a very tiny community. So this land was actually donated, and the actual building was donated to the community so that they would have a place to gather. And that was about 70 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very rustic setting. But I love the setting because there's so many different people that come in here. The Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, the
Crimson Circle.
The Crimson Circle, the seniors, the yoga people. I mean,
the Lutheran Church.
They had a bear class in here the other night, and there's going to be a lion class in here. So, I mean, it's just all kinds of good stuff happens here.
So, anyway, let's take a deep breath as we get our day started. I'd like to welcome everybody who's tuning in online today. As David mentioned, we have people from all around the world that tune in, or if they can't be here in real time, they download, watch the videos later. It's turned into an amazing gathering, a safe space, and a place where we're all going through our own evolution, and we're learning about the evolution of this planet. I know Adamus has a lot to talk about today. He's been kind of chatting in my ear for the last few days, more than usual. More than usual, so.
Yeah, I noticed.
Anyway, to everybody who's here for the first, you know, Linda, I got to tell you, she got this terrible habit. I like communicating with Adamus when I'm driving down the street in the car, which I don't get to do too often, in the shower, and at night when I first go to bed. So Linda knows that this time in the shower, I'm kind of in la-la land, and I really spend a lot of time just, you know, it's a quiet space. And she has this wonderful habit of, she waits until I'm in there about maybe 10 minutes. And she knows I've got my eyes closed and I'm just out there somewhere. And then she quietly comes in, opens the shower door and goes, boo! It truly, every time, just scares the bejesus out of me. You'd think I'd get used to it after a
little
while.
Little people got to take their chances. You don't give them any opportunities.
So anyway, we have a lot to cover today. Let's start out by welcoming everyone, introducing our the SS Chambra.
And I think it's interesting that you called what we're doing learning, because it feels a whole lot more like experiencing to me than learning.
Oh, it is. It is experiencing. I mean,
more than learning.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So let's talk about our guest today.
I can do that.
Yes.
We have a few out-of-town guests. I think most of them are checked in. We have dear Paul Cook from Kapa'a, Hawaii. And this will be the last time he gets greeted as Paul from Kapa'a, because he's moved here again. He's back in Colorado with us, back in Denver.
Ooh, glad to have you back, Paul.
Welcome back. Say
something? Yeah, yeah. Get the microphone from David.
I was given this bottle of scent from Chizuru in Kauai, and she sent it back from the class that was recently there, the Adamus Mystery School. It is called The Scent of Hawaii. I think I sprayed it.
A little extra on David there. It smells like a pirate, you know.
And if you'd like some personally, I'll have the bottle. Anyway, aloha. It's good to be back. Good to be back with Chambra.
Thanks, Paul. Glad to have you back. And you brought some good weather with you also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary Ellis from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Are you here, Mary Ellis? Yes.
Oh, good
Hi.
To see you. Hello, Mary Ellis.
Glad you could be here.
You've had a lot of rain out there, haven't you? A lot of... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've been reading about the really rough weather out there. Yeah. So is everything. Yeah. Thank you.
Alexandra Brackett from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, Alexandra.
Good to see you again.
And how is the weather up in Portland?
Rainy and cold.
Rainy and cold, yeah, yeah. Aren't you glad you're here? Yeah.
And from the sovereign, wonderful country of Texas, we have Doris Richardson from Houston.
Hello, Doris.
Good to see you again.
Oh, you are? Oh, great. Linda and I moved here from Texas 14 years ago, and absolutely love it here. Yeah.
It's been an experience.
Yeah. And I forgot what part of Texas, Houston?
Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually,
it's a little bit of a change.
The Texans say that Colorado is almost completely perfect, and the only thing that would make it more perfect if it was Texas.
I brought a little bit of Texas with me when I came out.
And that's all I have on my list. Is there anyone else that's here that's not
time.
On the list? Here for the first time. How about that?
Anybody here for the first time? It's okay to raise your hands. Yeah, okay, great. Great.
Would you be bold enough to stand up so people know you're new and they'll try to stay out of your way? Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. It's a really great group, but just don't get between them and the chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, we do have a great buffet at the break. We take about a half-hour break after Linda and I get done with our segment, and then we go on the air at 3 o'clock our time on the Awakening Zone. We're also webcasting or broadcasting live on the Crimson Circle Network, so it's kind of a double broadcast.
And by the way, they're also, when we talk about the food, it's a potluck.
Yeah.
And meaning that the people here bring the food to share with each other. And we didn't realize that they don't do that in all countries.
No.
And so we heard that when the groups out there meet, that they try to imitate that, and they have their own little potlucks when they meet together to listen to the show. I thought that was kind of sweet.
Just another bit of Americana that we're bringing to other parts of the world.
So welcome to everyone listening in.
Okay. Let's see. Where do we go from here? Oh, yeah. Just an extra special thank you to Sharon and Joshua for being here today. We much appreciate it.
Thank you, Sharon.
And Sharona, while you were playing before, Linda and I were sitting back here, and of course, Adamus was nudging me on one side, Linda on the other, but Adamus was saying, this is the kind of music, hello, hello. He doesn't like my choice of music, you know, but such is life. So anyway.
And it's an honor to have someone like you playing here. The level and the professionalism is just really a sweet treat. Thank you.
And for those who probably noticed, we got a new piano between last month and now. I'd like to say just for Sharona. But remember that big, ugly
the
campground piano?
The green machine.
But it was, and it hid everybody. You know, when Hannibal was playing, it hid his face. And now we have this nice, what do you call this? A
smaller piano.
Spinner? Spin it. It's a nice piano. It's a smaller piano. So, I mean, we're so upscale here now.
Yes. We have our moments.
We have our moments. All right, let's talk about last month. Whoa, geez. We are in the next series with Adamus, and we're going to talk about Shoud 9. And if you may recall, it ended up, he was talking about Kehok. And Kehok, well, he explains it here in the video. Video was put together by Gene Tinder. Once again, thank you, Gene, for... And Gene, and you got all dressed up today. As busy as you've been for the last month, yeah. So it looks great. So this is just a recap of last month, so we're going to ask for the house lights to come down and listen up. So. Oh, Hang on a second. Am I playing it or are you? I am. Okay. You know, humans, angels in particular, human angels are very sensual beings. You know that about angels? Very sensual beings. Sensual means that angels love to feel, to experience, to be in life. They love creating and then basking in their creations, simmering in their creations, sometimes fighting their way in and out of the creations, but that's sensual. Angels love color and sound and feeling. Ah, and cookies.
My pleasure.
Yep. Sensual. With your food, with your drink, if you're going to put it in your mouth, at least enjoy it. Really. And don't run from it. I Tobias talked to you about this, and I'll repeat it, but we're amazed sometimes at spiritual beings, spiritual teachers, who are still cutting themselves off from life, afraid that I heard on the news that coffee's bad for me. Nothing's really bad for you. Nothing really is, except yourself. So, dear Shambra, if you're going to eat it, enjoy it. If you're going to do it, love it. If you're going to be here, experience life. That is the way off the planet. Angels, by nature, are very sensual. That's why they want to come here. That's why they want your spot. So I encourage each and every one of you, as part of your living ascension process, as a part of being a spiritual teacher and a standard to others, live sensually. Live outrageously, as Andra would say. I'm here from the future. Not a linear future. Not a timeline future. You could say that I came from the future. And are meeting up with you in the now moment. But I'm going to ask you to shift that for a moment. I'm going to ask you first to take a deep breath and relax or put at ease a timeline-based experience of life. How do you do that? Take a deep breath. Yeah, it's natural. It's unnatural to live within time. Very unnatural. Where you are right now in your evolution, it's time to get away from time. You will feel more grounded, more real, and yes, more sensual when you let go of time-based beliefs and experience. Imagine, if you will, always seeing this hat from the front. That's how you come to know the hat. It's got a pink color. It's got a little tiara on there. And this is the way you always perceive the hat. Because from time-based experience, that's how you're always going to perceive it. It just gives you one view of the hat. Now, when you get off of time-based experience, when you let yourself expand into new potentials, you suddenly see that there's a back side to it. You suddenly see there are sides to it, a top to it, an inside to it. It's an important point. As you meet me beyond your time frame, instead of me having to expend a large amount of energy to come down here to visit you. Now we meet halfway, right here. It doesn't mean that you're completely ignorant of time reality. It means now you're flexible. You can do both, time reality and experience reality. When you get out of time-based perception, suddenly you're going to realize that the past, your perception of the past, is actually quite pink. Your perception of the past is limited. This is one of the toughest things that we have teaching the advanced, call it advanced, the really progressive sensual pirates. Because there's still that tendency to say, well, no, damn it, this has happened. It's like a photograph. And you believe, well, that's a photograph. It's a picture of the group of Shambra on a boat in Kauai. Damn it, that's what it is. No. As you relax into your ascension, you're going to start realizing what a glorious thing your past was. What was really happening, not just from the eyes of the human, but what was really happening. Suddenly, your history, you find, is very incomplete, was very limited, very focused on things you don't need to focus on anymore. It changes everything. What this means is that because you start to realize the true nature of your past, the fact that your past is not just a pink hat, suddenly that awareness, the broader awareness of your past, makes you aware of the broader nature of your future potentials. So you're at this point of separation, meaning you're getting off the old path. A couple of things that we're going to ask you to feel and to consider and make a choice from your heart, not your brain. Your brain is going to, and your mouth. Your brain and your mouth are going to say, yes, I want that. But feel it first. I don't want to go forward with human angels that still like to do processing and healing. And some of you still do. You really do. You've gotten so into processing and healing. It's become a way of life. Energy vampire. Where we are going from here, it's about discovering. It's about experiencing. But please, no more seeking and searching, because seeking and searching also is related to a limited view of the past. So let's not search anymore. Let's discover. Discover what's already there in this grand field of potentials. So often, accomplishment is also based on your past. You don't need these things anymore. And in an odd way, the next definition or the next evolution of these things comes regardless, is natural. When you're coming from your own future back to your chosen experience of what you would call your past, but it's actually of your evolution, then you don't have to worry about things like accomplishment, abundance, healing, any of these other things. They're what you want is already there waiting for you. We talked about kihak, and that means energy in flow, in motion, in action. It means spirit, you, in experience. You put these two together, it's very, very dynamic. In that state of kihak, connected to your real feelings, not here, but here. And I ask you the question to ask yourself later, what sets you free? That's a good question to how to get into your feeling. What sets you free? Play in there and even let go of the words, because there's more to it. There's more depth and meaning. And it brings in volumes of energy into the moment. And in that moment then, getting to the point of all this, then you can make the choices for the more mundane things in your life. Suddenly you have the realization of what brings out the best of your essence in this physical, sensual experience. Then everything else is rather incidental. Then you just literally, you start directing energies just like that to money, to health balance, to body-mind, spirit integration, to relationships, kind of a wizard thing. You came here to Earth as a, well, you call it a light being. You've spent ages in this physical body for a reason. You're never going to go back to just being a light body, ever. Because you've invested, you've given, you've chosen thousands of lifetimes here to understand the integration of a physical body and a physical mind and a spirit, now all integrated together. So after you leave this planet, you go wherever it is, or you ascend, you're going to be recognized by angels through all of creation. They're going to look at you and say, you're a body of consciousness. You've been on Earth. You've been there, done that. You've allowed yourself to dream and then become. And that's very important to see, dreaming and becoming. It's like going backwards in time. You dream it, and then it happens. They're going to recognize you, not just by colors in your aura, but they're going to recognize you by the, here words are limited, by the expansiveness or grandeur of your entire being. They're going to know that you were a sensual, spiritual pirate here on Earth. You know, one thing I noticed while watching the video was the level of professionalism with the staff of the team here that does the videos, the shooting and the production and the switching that goes on back there, all the work that goes into it. Used to be pretty easy when it was Tobias, you know, sitting in the chair. Not a lot of camera moves on that. But now Adamus is at the board. He's walking around, you know, interacting with everyone here. And they do a fantastic job of making it all happen. So, and so, yeah, we broke down and spent $42 on these camera mounts for them. So let's move on to the next slide, if I can get the screen back. A lot of good information in that last session. We got your pirate boats here for you today. Yeah, arg, arg. Real quick review of our recent events in the month of April. April, we did the Mental Imbalance Workshop in San Diego, Del Mar. And actually, I don't have any photos, but it was great. So just for a moment here, imagine a room filled with Chambra, and we were talking about mental imbalance. And if we had pictures, it'd just be everybody just sitting there. And
it was a nice evolution of that sense of what that is. And it wasn't just mental imbalance. It was quite a bit beyond that. And he really went into this beyond the mind aspect and experience. And of all the mental imbalances, it was one of the more, I thought, that next evolution. It had a lot of experience in it. And anyone that was there, I think, really felt that. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this series evolves and continues.
Yeah, it really was more very about personal. Beyond the mind. He talked quite a bit with the group about what happens, how somebody gets into mental imbalance, what happens when you can do it in a more graceful way, go beyond the mind. And he actually did 3 different dream walks with the group. You know, this is where we go into the other realm. So it was good. It was, each one has evolved. If somebody had gone to the first one in Breckenridge and then gone to this one, they wouldn't have noticed, you know, I mean, they would have noticed how different it was.
There's a lot of content that is somewhat similar, but how we experience it each time seems to evolve, seems to be different, a different flavor. And I find that interesting, having the opportunity to participate in all of them, that it's really quite something, because again, it is all about the mind, its balances and imbalances, and what happens when we can go beyond what we think our mind is.
Absolutely. So following that was a teacher training for New Energy Syncretize. We had about 15 people for that that took the training to become the teachers. I do have some photographs of that because other people took them. Of course, here we are on the beach in Del Mar. Weather was beautiful. Such a great area other than the traffic. And, of course, Chambre teachers like to get together, like to enjoy the party. And this is one night David took the whole group down to a local restaurant right in the ocean. Of course, they spent some time on the beach. Just didn't.
It was teacher training, and I like to acknowledge the teachers whenever I can. And one of the things that makes the teachers the most special is everyone that becomes a teacher invariably does it because there was something about that content, something about that school, that workshop, that touched them in a way, that transformed them in a way, that they want to share it with others. I think that's a really, really special commitment, and we're really honored that people like to go forward and enjoy being teachers. So thank you to our teachers.
Yeah, absolutely. So a great time in Del Mar, good group of teachers. Some of them already certified and other things, some becoming teachers for the first time.
People like David McMasters, who is certified in just about everything and a mentor, along in Patty Severance, working with him.
Oh, so sorry about that. So that was April. Now it's time to hit the road again. We've been kind of spoiled, fortunate, but we've been at home the last couple months in the States, but now the travel begins. So we're going to start out with
medication.
Go ahead.
We start a big trip this week. We're on our way to Finland. We haven't been there since 2007, I believe.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to that. It's going to be in a beautiful setting. Finland is a wonderful country, and the people are quite amazing to be with, so we're really looking forward to that. Yeah. It'll be an interesting time of year there because it's getting pretty close to when the sun sets at about midnight, and it starts to come back up about 2 in the morning. So it'll be interesting.
I'm bringing my eye shades for sure.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. And so thank you to Irma, Jarno, and Anna.
And it looks like we have about 80 people, and this will be a 2-day Beyond the Mind. So looking forward to that. From there, we hop over to Norway.
Oh, you got it right. So we're back to Norway. It's a mystery school.
Yeah.
And whatever evolution of the mystery school that will be, I'm looking forward to
seeing
it.
And you know
why
he calls it the mystery school?
Because it's a mystery.
And
what's
going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's never the same.
Never
always,
quite the same.
Always different. A few elements once in a while are the same, but he always has something up my sleeve.
That's true. And it's a special treat because Gerhardt and Anat will be joining us.
That's right.
And it's Inga and Marianne are the hosts for us in Norway. So
I'm looking forward to going back. It's such a beautiful country.
We're going to be in Stavanger, and I said it completely wrong, and I do every single time I say it, but phonetically that's what it looks like.
How do you say it?
I have no idea.
Stavanger. Stavanger. And then from there, it's a hop, skip, and a jump over to...
Warsaw.
First time in Poland. And this was at the a specific request of Adamus. Normally, they don't really tell us where to go, I mean, where to visit. And but Adamus said, no, I want to do this angel and alien channel in Poland. It's a one day. And
actually, we had decided we'd do a one day in Poland before we knew it was going to be angels and aliens. And I'm a little challenged by it because I get this real sense, the more we talk about it, that we're not sure who the good guys are.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. And actually, being our first time in Poland, we kind of got a, you know, medium-sized meeting room, you know, for the event that would hold about 130, and sold out right away. So fortunately, we were able to get a meeting room that holds 350. So more people have been signing up. So it's going to be a big event.
So it was sold out, but we moved it to a bigger space. So if you're still interested, we'd love to see you there. And also special thanks to Wim and Lydia, our hosts, and Lucas, who supports them quite a lot.
Exactly.
So we're very excited about that. Oh, and guess who's going to be in Poland just because we are? He's going to be in Warsaw the same day.
Guess. Take a guess. Obama.
Obama.
President Obama. Yeah, we didn't know that when we
bad
planned
traffic.
It, and but we found out, and you know, there's something. I don't think he's staying at our hotel. No.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, I don't think there's anything coincidental. You talk about the energies really, really come together while we're there, and particularly with subject matter, it's gonna be intense. So
kinda
and the
weird.
city is gonna be. Alive and hopping, so
or something.
Okay, from there, back to the States in June for the Cryon summer conference down in Sedona, and I hope people come on down for that because Lee Carroll, a dear friend of ours, has a really good lineup of people. Some of them, of course, you and I.
Not to mention that he's a great channeler.
Well, he's the best, and Pepper Lewis will be there. Dr. Todd Ovakaitis. Robert Coxon on the music, Peggy DeBro with EMF, Jan Tauber. We had dinner with her when we were out in Del Mar a couple weeks ago. So it's a great lineup, and I love working with Lee. He's such a gentle man and such a great channeler.
And he has an immature sense of humor like mine.
He does. You know, if you ever are in the same place with Dr. Todd, Robert Coxon, Lee Carroll, they are crazy. I mean...
They are
spiritual pirates. Arrgh. So immediately following Lee's conference, we're doing a 1.5-day New Energy Alchemy, Commanding Energy to Serve You with Adamus. It'll be in Sedona. It should be kind of a fun event. This is one of Adamus's favorite things because he works with people with us, getting us out of our inhibitions about commanding energy to serve us. And he's pushed some comfort zones when he does this in the past. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, like that's not his nature.
In Sedona. And he has a few opinions of Sedona, which...
Actually, he doesn't really care for it at all. And he says the beauty and magic that was there got sold off by the natives.
He said it moved a while back.
He said they sold it.
No. So, anyway.
That tape's never been released.
Yeah, exactly. And never will be. July, it's onward to Australia for New Energy Mystery School in Manly Beach, which is right outside of Sydney.
It's a Manly Beach.
And so back to Australia and, of course, our host, Marissa Calvi.
And just to mention, I want to get the word out there, we are planning to do teacher training while we're out there, and we really need to determine exactly which one is needed. So if you would please send me, or send Lindsay an email at lindsay@crimsoncircle.com or teachers@crimsoncircle.com and let us know if you're interested in coming to a teacher training in Manly.
So I'm looking forward to getting back down there. And again, as I said, Marissa Calvi is the host. And she is now actually an Awakening Zone host.
Now, do you know how Manly got its name? When they came from the other lands, from Europe, and they landed on Manly Beach, the women all said, "Oh, what manly men."
True. Manly, so manly. There we go. August, we're going to Munich, doing a couple of different events there. SES Advanced, already sold out. Sold out almost, I think, Susie, wasn't it about 10 days or less?
It's pretty fast.
So this will be Adamus doing a two-day advanced SES. I don't know what he's going to do. What's, you know, advanced SES? Well, anyway, I'm sure we'll find out.
And because of this, we will do it again with the fast sellout like that. It won't be the last time we do it.
We've had a lot of people upset because they couldn't get in, but we'll do it again here in the States, probably again in Europe. No, we will do it again in Europe and other parts, South America. And then following that is a one-day Body of Consciousness, again in Munich, following the advanced SES. This Adamus wants to work with a group of people for one day to really get some integration into the body of consciousness, the body, mind, soul. So it's our first time doing that event. The day after that is just a one-day teacher gathering. For all the teachers, whether in Europe or anywhere else in the world, it's a one-day gathering. We're going to talk about the latest things with the advanced studies, be on Adamus channel, and just a good time to get together. I think we can hold about 100 people. Is that correct, Susie? And about half, so there's no charge for it, but we're about half booked for it. So it's free. September.
That's our Midsummer Light Conference, even though it keeps getting later and later in the summer.
Kind of midsummer, you know, everything's changing. You know, the weather is changing, so now midsummer, you know, September.
We're excited about it. It's come back to Santa Fe again. I'm particularly excited because we were able to get a location right on the square, the old Santa Fe Square. So it's a magical, charming setting to begin with. All the little restaurants and the church with the staircase and all the things you want to see
magical.
In Santa Fe are right in walking distance. Yeah.
Yeah.
The food, stunning.
We have a great lineup. As a matter of fact, if we get the lights out, we'll show the lineup for who's going to be there. Okay. Dee Wallace. The mom on ET, if you remember her, also an author and a great healer. Sandra Ingerman does a lot of shamanistic work and author. Jim South does a lot of energy work, a great guy to work with. Wolfgang von Rohr, author of over 80 books. Lee Harris, channeler from England. Garrett Anofsky, yeah. Norma Delaney, yeah. Joe Rimbolo, manager for Awakening Zone. Jean Adrian, a psychic author and one of the shows, a host on Awakening Zone. Our own lovely Linda Benio. Yours truly. Gerhard Fankhauser and music of Johann, accompanied by Anat Gilboa, his wife, fellow musician, the one and only crazy Jewish leprechaun, and of course the Jimmy Stadler Band for live music and dancing. So that's just a real quick look at the lineup for the Midsummer Conference. Which is going to be in September 9th through the 11th in Santa Fe.
And they do this thing where they, the wonderful thing where they do the burning of Zoroba, is that how you say it?
Zozobra. That's the night before we start.
Yeah, the locals do that, and that should be fun. They have this giant, it's like this giant puppet-like of basically a tourist, and they burn it.
No, it's not a tourist. It's an alien. I know, it's an alien. I know, those are tourists, too, aren't they, in their own kind of odd way. So just a quick note, if you're thinking about going to the conference, haven't signed up yet, do make your hotel reservations. I believe the Hilton is almost sold out. There are other hotels on the square, but it's a busy weekend down there. Make sure to make your hotel reservations.
The longer you wait, the higher the rates go, because when we booked this and we had a block, that was quite a ways out, and so we had secured rates. But really, that's a great month to be in Santa Fe, so if you're thinking about going, don't wait too long.
And we are limiting it to about 300 people, so we're doing that on purpose, just to keep it a little bit more intimate. You know, when it gets to be 500, 600, that's way too many. So
it's more detailed than that. We can't have more than enough we want, because that's what the room holds.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, we picked the
room. So it's not like we can do a lot to expand if you decide at the last minute you want to come.
Okay. And moving on to October. October is the we've got a lot going on. It's going to be a busy month. We're going to be in France for a tour of Chartres and Karnak. 50 people going around making stops at some amazing and beautiful places, channels with Adamus, who just happens to love France, if you haven't figured that out.
Oh, my God. And don't they do something really special there that nobody should miss? I think it's wine.
Wine. And we're going to go to the Chartres Chapel. And so it should be a good time. It's a little over.
We are going to do a wine tasting at a vineyard.
Every morning, noon, and night is going to be. We're over half sold out, so if you're interested in going, even though it seems like a long way off, make sure to let Susie know. After that, it's our German book tour, which I'm excited about, because the new book is, I think, coming out this week or next week. And this is the Adamus book, too, which name I don't know how to pronounce. I don't know what it means in English, so I just call it Adamus book 2. There's a lot of very interesting, controversial things in here. When I say controversial, Schomburg would get it, but this is going to the bookstores everywhere throughout the German-speaking countries, so it's going to create a little bit of...
Your mother wouldn't be happy.
No, Mom. She doesn't know how to read German, thanks, so not a problem.
It's hard to read without eyes, too.
Eight-city tour. If you're interested, look on the internet. We'll have all the information up in about a week or so.
Yeah.
And then, boy, I'm tired already, and this is only May. Then after that, it is, I forgot what the heck it is. November
Egypt.
Is Egypt. But I have something else coming up here. I forgot what it is.
Surprises.
No, I'm done with, I'll just go to the next slide and see what happens. I think it is, it's time to talk about the Awakening Zone. That's it. How many of you here have listened to at least one of the programs on Awakening Zone?
Oh, lovely.
Wow, that's great.
Thank
isn't
you.
It? I mean, it is
developing.
It is becoming such a place to go to. And we have about 35 hosts right now. It's amazing. I love the little music ditty that was created by Gerhard Funkhauser as the intro music. But it is growing and growing. I mean, the first month in January, I forgot exactly how many listeners, but you know, there were some. It has just grown exponentially.
Virally.
And it's fun to do a show. The other day, Linda and I did one with Dr. Doug Davies. Had a blast doing it. Had about 3,000 listeners. I mean, we're sitting at home just, you know, casual and relaxing. Didn't even have to do a channel. And there's a lot of great shows, great hosts like Dee Wallace and Joe Mbolo and people like that. So,
and I'm equally proud that there are other people out there with networks doing things, but I'm really, really proud of the fact that we are reaching out and doing something truly international. We have quite a few languages that are either coming online, they're either online or coming online, and I am so proud of that. I think as Crimson Circle and Chambra, that's a really good thing when we can reach out beyond. And that's absolutely exciting. There's Romanian, Hungarian, Italy,
Turkey.
We're working Turkey, France,
All over the world.
We have quite a few in the queue that we're just waiting to, you know, work, you know, get everybody lined up and moving forward. And so that's big that we're reaching beyond English speaking, beyond the States. I'm really, really proud of us as a group.
All free of charge.
It's all free.
The hosts don't have to pay to have a show.
Well, it's not free.
Listeners aren't charged for the show. So what I love, it's a very open format. The seed for all this started last August, less than a year ago, when Joe Rombolo from St. Louis contacted us and started talking about, hey, you guys interested in doing a network? And the idea started developing, and it really got going in September when we sat down with the Crimson Circle staff. And I think you and I were both a little reluctant to bring up a new project with them.
The only reason we did, because it was the day before we were leaving town.
Yeah. And we brought it to the staff, who works very, very,
diligent,
very hard.
Diligent.
And when you put something like this together, there are so many details that people aren't aware of. The complexity of the website, the coordinating the hosts, the website design from Mark Ritter, the details, the technology, just a myriad of activities. The staff jumped all over it. And today we've got something, after just 4 months, something I'm really, really proud of. You know what I'd like to do right now?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if we could contact Joe Rombolo.
Yeah, let's take a deep breath and see if we can tune into Joe. Let's bring Joe up and have a little chat with him on Skype, and just to find out from Joe's perspective what's going on with Awakening Zone. Joe's in St. Louis right now, I hope. And they're bringing him up right here. We'll have
there
sound
he is, Mr. Rombolo.
In just a moment. And Joe,
good,
I don't
afternoon.
Know if you can hear us. Well, we can see Joe.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Joe, there you are. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Great. We're here in Coal Creek Canyon, as you know. It's a beautiful summer day.
And so what's a beautiful summer day in
Well,
in Coal Creek Canyon?
It's not snowing. The temperature's above 20 degrees, and actually a clear blue sky today. So
it's very warm, actually.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, would you just give us a little update on Awakening Zone? What's going on right now?
Well, Jeff, as you know, we launched on January 1 of this year, and since then, through the month of April, we've had almost 200,000 listens. Almost 200,000 listens. And last month alone, the month of April, this is amazing. We had 65,000 listens.
Wow.
Just last month alone. So we know that this thing is really growing exponentially. It's growing. It's expanding. We just have so many wonderful things going on here at the Awakening Zone. Linda just mentioned about some of the international shows. If I can take a minute to mention to the audience some of the newest shows that we brought on board and what's coming up, would that be okay?
You bet. You bet.
Well, I'll tell you, at the end of April, we brought two shows on, two non-English speaking shows. The first one that we brought on, the 26th of April, was from Italy. And this show is co-hosted by Andrea Pasquatine and Graciela Pesci. And their show is called After Pinocchio, which I think is just a brilliant title for a show. After Pinocchio, what happens? What happens after enlightenment? You know, so I think that's going to be a fabulous, fabulous show with Andrea and Graciela. And then the next day we brought on an incredible show from Turkey, hosted by Denise Serperut. A brilliant show called Choose Yourself. As a matter of fact, if you can't understand Turkish and you want to hear from Denise, go to my show, The Archive, on April the 14th. I had Denise on as a guest, and that was an incredible, incredible conversation that we had. She has a very unique point of view. This Sunday, tomorrow, at 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Marissa Calvi premieres her new program, From Australia, and that's at 8 p.m. Central on Sundays here in the States, but it's 11 a.m. on Mondays in Australia, and I know that that's going to be a really great show. And here's what we have coming up over the next couple of months. Venezuela in Spanish. We have Finland coming on board, Norway, Poland, The Netherlands, France, you name it. If you have a language, we're going to have a program right here on the Awakening Zone. And we are actually going to squeeze in a brand new English-speaking show on May the 25th, the Dr. Elizabeth Show with Dr. Elizabeth Lambier. And Elizabeth has written a book called Fit, 50, and Fabulous. And it's not just for women. So that'll be a weekly show. So that's coming up. I got really excited about that when I first spoke to her. And, you know, Jeff and Linda, as you know, we have incredible, incredible shows currently airing on the Awakening Zone. I also want to say thank you to the Crimson Circle staff, because without them, we could not have pulled this thing off. They work relentlessly to keep this thing moving. And you know how it is. Jeff and Linda, you know, the three of us will call them and say, hey, you know what? We need this done. And boom, they just do it for us. And it's really incredible. So I want to say thank you to the entire Crimson Circle staff for the work that they've put into this and continue to put into this.
Great. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it much. Thank you for the update on Awakening Zone. Hey, Joe, why don't you come on out here next month in person? It's much better. I get a better picture of you also, but the weather should be wonderful, or there might be snowing.
Hey, next month, am I going to need to bring like a goose down jacket and gloves and stuff?
Probably. It's always a good idea here in Colorado. And at the same time, pack your shorts also. You never know. Anyway, Joe, thank you. It's been good having you on. See you next month out here.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Thank you. Ah, the technology of Skype allows us to connect, but pictures sometimes don't do justice. I mean,
well, you have to remind people on Skype that not to move.
Yeah, exactly.
It buffers when you move.
Exactly. You just have to put a picture of yourself in front of the screen. Anyway, thank you, Joe, if you're still listening. Appreciate you coming online with us. So let's see. As Joe was saying on the with the Awakening Zone, we've got Marissa Calvi coming up with her first show tomorrow from Australia. A lot of you have read her books with Katumi, and she should have a great show of Australia. And also, just to mention, Norman...
She's entertaining, and she's quite a character.
Norman Garrett have a show on the Awakening Zone, Breathing Around the World. So you can go download the archives, you know, the previous shows anytime. Listen live. If you've been on our show, and I'm not sure if you do the live chat, the chat room on your show... Oh, we have a blast.
David McMasters also has a show.
David has a show. Actually, we had fun being on your show when we were out in Del Mar. That was good.
So it keeps evolving, growing, and expanding, and we're excited about it.
So, whew, yes, for the Awakening Zone. Listen up.
He needs that. He needs your coconuts.
All right. Moving on to Shambra News. Enlightenment around the world. You can tell I have too much fun putting these together. Time for Shambra News. What's new? What's important? Well, whoa, the Keyhawk Project. I'm sure most of you are familiar or aware of it. It was something that Adama started talking about, actually two shouds ago, started talking about this word Keyhawk, and then at the end of last month's shoud, he kind of threw out this project none of us knew about, and it was just one more big thing on our plates, the Keyhawk Project. And he said he wanted to take a group of 99 Shambra for a period of 1 year, and work with them very, very intensely on bringing in whole new levels of source energy into our reality, into those who... So he gave us some guidelines during the shoud, followed up with more guidelines afterwards.
And we psychically could feel that we needed to bring in more resources.
Yeah, you could imagine the number of meetings, phone calls, emails that went back and forth with the staff talking about what it was that Adamus wanted. And we knew we had a very, very short window to put it all together. In a task like this, it's not just saying, okay, we'll get together 99 people. You have to consider all the details, the logistics, the technologies, the management, the time.
And so the Virgo went to work.
It was really a crazy couple of weeks right after he announced this. And we didn't know. We're very, very careful, by the way, about budgeting. So we took a look at all of our costs because we are bringing in 6 new people onto the staff, part-time or some full-time, 6 new people to help manage this. And they're being compensated. So there's a lot of logistics with that because we knew we couldn't divert any staff time. Michelle is up to her eyeballs.
Oh, you could, but it would have been a problem.
Michelle, Jean, John, Bonnie, Lindsay, everybody on the staff they have their hands full right now.
Well, it's a very intense project.
Oh, and this is big, and we want to make sure it's very, very successful. In other words, that all the parts and pieces are set up so the participants can focus. This is going to be intense work on their part. We don't want them worrying about the logistics of it. So we want all that very carefully carefully handled. We came up with our budget on it, looked at the cost of what we needed to charge because we have a lot of other costs associated with it, and the cost is very high. I mean, $3,000 for a year to participate. Very, very high. But when we came up with that number, I wondered how many people would truly participate. So we send out the mailings to everybody, notified, I think, both in the newsletter and via our mailers, and said, if you're interested in participating, here's a form that you have to fill out. And if any of you looked at that form, your eyes probably got big and said, what the? Because it was very, very clear that you couldn't be taking any drugs for depression or anxiety, very, very clear, that you had to have the money. You couldn't just say, well, I want to do this and hope spirit shows up with the money. No, we wanted people to have it so they're not taking it out of...
Well, more than that, it wasn't... We didn't want anybody to sign up for it if it was going to create a hardship for them.
So I was kind of concerned when we sent the mailer out and our surveys were ready, the application forms, what would happen? What if we only got 20 back? Well, as it turns out, we got about 550 applications back from all around the world. I mean, everywhere, including places like Vietnam, Singapore, Kuwait, all over Europe, New Zealand, India, Australia, of course, U.S., Canada, South America, a lot of Brazilians.
Texas.
Our next step was to say, okay, with all of those people that have applied, how do we pick the names fairly? Now, we were offered bribes, and but the staff turned them down, as did Linda and I. There were people that said, well, I want Adamus to draw the names, and he refused to. He said, nope. He said, I'm not going to be responsible for that. So,
What was that again?
He said, nope.
Nope what?
No way. No, he wanted us to do it, you know, and he wanted the humans to do it. So we came up here on Monday last week or earlier this week and sat down. There were 10 of us. We had, instead of having names, we had numbers from 1 to 550.
The number that coincided with the survey, so that your number was assigned based on your survey number because the tool that we use actually numbers the survey. So it was very blind.
So there was no way that we could have just seen the name in the bowl or anything. It was numbers, and then we matched that up with the name. So we the Crimson Circle staff and some of the others came up, and you could see we had 2 recorders. So every time a number was picked out of the bowl, it was read out loud. 2 people recorded it, plus we recorded the number on the back of the ticket, and it was really quite a setup. We had Alain Bolea he was in Boston, calling in. He was on the big screen overseeing it, making sure that we were all doing it properly. It was a lot of fun, but it was actually done very, very carefully, very professionally. So we went through, here's Ricky making some of the picks.
I thought y'all had too much fun. I thought this was really supposed to be serious.
Oh, no, it was serious. But here's Gene seriously picking a number. Mary Alice had her hand in the bowl helping to pick the applicants. John Kaderka, of course. We just went around the table. I had my shot at it. Bonnie holding up lucky number 187. We had no idea who it was, but we knew it was number 187. Susie, 469. And we just went around until we had picked 99 applicants, and then we picked some alternates because we knew there were some people that if
things
they got
change.
Things change. So we picked all the names. We've notified people what the next steps are in the process. I think as of today, I want to say maybe 70 or 75 people have actually filled in the final application. So we're waiting for a few more, and then we're off and running. By the time we get all the logistics coordinated and the technology finished, there's a separate social media site for this. And by the time we're done with all that, it'll be the end of the month. And then we start rolling in June with live channelings with Adamus over the internet. A lot of homework, a lot of experiences that people will go through. So for the next year, it's going to be very, very intense for this group. One of the toughest things was to hear from the people who weren't selected that really, really wanted to be, and it was difficult, but we had to cut it off somewhere. Adamus is going to talk today about people getting involved energetically. I don't want to say anything about it because he wants to talk about it, but everybody can participate energetically. What that means, I don't know, but we'll find out later.
Well, it's kind of an Adamus, so what? Study or whatever you want to call it, and again at the end of it we hope that there will be something really valuable and worthwhile to share with all of you. I doubt Adamus would do something without creating some kind of a result.
By the way, if you were notified that you were an alternate, don't stop breathing. There's still a chance because we have had a couple of people once the reality hit and they saw the next level of forms that I have to fill out. And payments due, and we've had a couple drop out, so if you're an alternate, keep breathing.
A couple people that threw their name in because they said they just wanted to see if they might get picked or not. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. And we had some people that put in double entries. We weeded those out beforehand, and we can see your IP address even if you change your name. So Big Brother is watching. And
can you believe it?
So, you know, Adamus wants this as a, what I would say, a clinical study, very detailed, very thoroughly documented on the processes of a very fast and intense level of source energy integration, whatever that means. But at the end of the year, we're going to go through all the results, the statistics, and go to the next evolution of Keyhawk. So Keyhawk's going to be around for a while. This is not just a one-time program. For the 99 who are participating,
congratulations,
and we're looking forward to working with every one of you. And just for the record, we're not releasing the names of the participants. They're welcome to share that if they want. We're not releasing it because some may want to remain anonymous. And it's no big deal. We're also not releasing the name of the six staff members. It doesn't matter if anybody knows, but we're just not releasing it. People can talk about it if they choose to. But some of the staff members may want to be anonymous because otherwise they may be getting a lot of emails saying, hey, what's going on with Keyhawk? So anyway, we'll keep talking about it during the year. We'll let you know what's happening. Next. I forgot what's next.
That's scary.
Well, usually you carry the... Oh, yeah, next is... Adamus Masters in the New Energy book was just released 2 weeks ago in the Polish language. How
good
timely.
Timing. Isn't that amazing?
And I've been trying to figure out how to pronounce the name of the book. I think it's Mr. Zowie Now Energy. but my Polish is probably not. But I like that. Mr. Zowie Now Energy. And it is by, of course, Adamus St. Germain through Jeffrey and Lindy Hoppy. So I thought that was good.
I didn't know they could change your name. Just
I think it's actually pronounced Linda in Polish. I'm brushing up on my Polish. Anybody here know Polish? It is really...
I do Polska kielbasa.
There you go. I've noticed there's a tendency to do a lot of Z's and Y's and R's, and they're not pronounced like we would think. So to everybody in Poland, when we come there, please don't laugh at my Polish. I'm trying. So anyway, that was
your
exciting.
Polish what?
Having that introduced, another big thing. We have not been able to break into the U.S. market with the books. In Europe, we're on our second book now. The third is under contract, underway. Italy, Poland, I forgot some of the other countries that we're in.
There's a Spanish book coming
Spanish
out.
And other countries. Haven't been able to get in. Finally, we had a breakthrough.
Italy.
Wiser Books, I like the name. Wiser Books out of San Francisco has just picked up the Adamus Book 2, which name I do not know. And they're also looking at Masters in the New Energy. They're the folks who are in the same company with Hampton Roads, owned by Red Wheel Publishing. So it's a good name, and I was just tickled when we got the news
potential.
A couple weeks ago.
It's a very sweet potential.
Yeah, so, wow. And, you know, I got to go back. The slide didn't move. When Adamus did this workshop in Amsterdam a couple of years ago, I forgot what year it was, but 2005, 4 or 5 years ago, and had no idea.
Jean knows when it was. She was there.
Jean, you were there. What year was that?
It was 2007. 2007.
That sounds about right. We went to Amsterdam for a weekend workshop. I thought it would be Tobias, and, of course, it was Adamus who came through, and he started out the weekend. He said, we're writing a book. I'm like, How do you do that? Well, he proceeded, working with everybody's energy, to put together the Masters in the New Energy. And he said, this book will be well distributed. We'll get out there. And I'm like, yeah, right. And he wanted the names of all the original participants in the book, every version of the book, and they're still there, all 135 people.
Anita Boom was the host.
That's right. And so it, he was absolutely right. It's taken a couple of years, but it's finding its way all around the world. So that is very exciting. One quick reminder, this product we actually came out with last month, but I just wanted to remind everybody, this is a really, really good audio download. It's called Reorder Your Reality. If you're going to listen to anything right now, I would highly recommend this. It's going to shake things up.
It's very personal. There's experience in it.
Yeah, it's going to. I went through my reordering about a week ago, and it wasn't the most fun thing. There were things that happened physically, emotionally. But
which part of your body?
Well, and I knew that I was reordering because, I mean, I knew there wasn't, I felt like I had a new energy flu type of thing, I knew that's all it was. And that of course, helped a lot after I got through the process. It's like, damn, I'm glad I went through that. I've heard from a lot of other people really weird sleep patterns for about a week or 10 days, eating strange dreams. Of course, we all have those anyway, but feeling like you've got something, but you really don't have anything. I highly recommend this if you want a really screwed up week or so.
You can't listen to it without having an experience.
Oh, my gosh. I would say it's really one of the more personally powerful things that we've done.
He so focuses with you, the listener. I think that makes it really special, too.
Absolutely. And could you open that door a little bit more? We're getting a little burned out here. I'm noticing, just a little bit. I think we're making lunch. Just a few more slides to go. Just a quick reminder, you can find either Crimson Circle or Awakening Zone on Facebook and also on Twitter. Joop Clausen actually manages our presences there and has been doing a great job. And just go ahead and what do you do, Joop? You just click Be My Friend or I Like This or something like that?
Yeah.
But it's a great way to communicate. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. And let's see what's coming up next. Usually I peek over at your printed copies of the slides.
You know, I'll bring them the next time.
Very special hand to the Crimson Circle Advanced Studies teachers. And right now, as we're talking, there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 or 20 classes going on somewhere in the world, things like SES and some of the other studies.
If you're interested in becoming a teacher because you've attended one of these events that is interests you, you can talk to Lindsay and she can get you in touch with our mentor teacher teams. David and Patty Severance are our U.S. mentor teachers. We have mentor teachers in Canada, in Europe, and in South America. So if you're interested, don't hesitate to contact them. We are so proud of them. We're so proud of what all the teachers do. There are actually quite a few teachers sitting here today. If you're a Crimson Circle Advanced Studies teacher, would you just stand up just so people can see you?
All the teachers.
Yeah.
All right.
So we really appreciate all that they do. And if you, and again, we have a number of teachers that are willing to travel. If you'd like to have a class taught in your area, contact us at teachers@crimsoncircle.com. And Lindsay Yogi will help put you in touch with a teacher that will come and teach in your area.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, David is leaving later this week for South Africa.
Cape Town, South Africa. First time ever.
We haven't even been to Africa. Yeah.
So David's breaking ground.
But at request of some of the South African Chambra, David is going to be co-teaching with
Sandra Bennett
and going to South Africa. So... So you're going to get back here right before the next meeting, a little bit before, like us, so that should be really fun with
Isn't
the
that
jet
amazing?
Lag.
Amazing expansion. Who
would
have thought?
I'm going to dress up like a nun.
I would have never imagined. David, good luck.
So also a very special thanks for the Crimson Circle Angels. These are a group of people around the world who quietly but lovingly support Crimson Circle through their financial support and through a subscriber program. It really, truly makes a huge difference in what we're able to do. Because of that, we're able to have a staff that can do things like the Awakening Zone and Keyhawk and these webcasts, all these things, and it's really, it's a blessing to us.
So we thank you very much. You make truly a difference every day in supporting and making it possible for us to reach out and do new things.
A special thanks also to the website host. We have a Crimson Circle website in 23 different languages around the world. The web host, as well as the translators, busy working away. Moments after we end the webcast today, the translators and the web host start doing their work to translate it into just about every imaginable language. So how about a really big applause for everyone who's making this possible?
And I will add to that, there's some real incredible, amazing people out there. And a lot of these people do multiple things. There are a lot of these people that work on the websites. A lot of people have no idea how much time and energy it takes to put up a website and maintain it. It doesn't just happen. Somebody's doing it. Oftentimes, those people are doing translations or coordinating translations. A lot of those people end up supporting us, their hosts, or they're even teachers. So once again, we really have some amazing creators out there, and it's helping us to be all that we all are. And so thank you to all of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really amazing people.
Absolutely. And again, to the folks who make this webcast possible, get in early Saturday morning, work hard and long, make this all possible. Big hand to the team here that does the webcast.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
And they got food ready for you.
Thanks for everyone listening in. And thank you for the bold and the brave that keep coming back to this hall every month to take Adamus's interactions and his working with him and giving him somebody to work off of. So thank you to the audience and the live audience here.
And yes, absolutely. And I notice some of you are getting smart. You're sitting on the insides now, not on the aisle. And so think about that when you come back to sit down. And we're going to, in just a moment, we're going to be taking a break for 30 minutes. Talk about being on time. Wow. 30-minute break. As you can smell, there's pizza. There is potluck. There's plenty of soft drinks. We'll come back actually in 25 minutes. get ready for the webcast.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.